Welcome to the Social Networker podcast. I'm your host, Amy Purser, and this podcast is for you if you're looking to join the dots on all your marketing, across your business, and into your health and well-being. This is absolutely the place to be to join up your content and get the most out of it. It's for all entrepreneurs and business owners. Hi everybody, it's Amy Purser here from The Social Networker, and we're gonna give you some information about recording videos. I do quite a lot of videos. I'm quite prolific in recording or live streaming on our Facebook business page. I'm still waiting for LinkedIn to give me the live option, but in the meantime, it's okay. We've got video, we can do a bit of video. And people often ask me what kind of equipment do I need to make videos? Well, if you have a mobile phone, you can record videos on your mobile phone. You don't actually need any more than that. On an iPhone, you have the app called iMovie, which will allow you to edit videos directly on your phone. If you want to get a bit more advanced, which you could argue that we are looking a little bit advanced today, then you can invest in some hardware and some software to make your videos appear a bit more professional, if that's what you want to call them. So I am recording this video on software called OBS, which is free software that you can download for any operating system. I use an Apple Mac, so I'm using the Mac version of OBS. And you, if you are on a Mac and you use OBS, you also need another little program called iShowU. I, as in letter I, show, the word show, you, the letter U. And that's to enable you to capture audio. You'll then need iMovie or equivalent to edit your videos if that's what you want to do. You may be able to do them in one take and not worry about editing, that's fine. There is another little app, actually it's a website, it's called Twitch. Twitch.tv, and that's where most people you'll find there are gamers who are streaming their gameplay. And this is how I came across Twitch and OBS, because I play computer games, and I discovered that the software could be used for that, or obviously for other things, for creating other videos. So I use OBS not only to stream on when I'm playing video games, but also now to create our videos for The Social Networker. So I started playing around with OBS and it became clear that I probably needed a microphone. So this here is the microphone that I purchased. I went with, I'm just going to read it off my other screen, a Tonor, T-O-N-O-R, USB microphone kit, Q9 condenser computer cardioid mic. Now it says in the link that it's for podcast, YouTube, video streaming, recording music, voiceovers, whatever. It was all of £60 and it's a pretty good mic. It's on a movable arm, so let's just show you that. These are my headphones as well, which are very old, but I don't use those in videos, I use those for streaming. But this is the mic, so it's on a cage there to hold it in place. It's on a movable pivotable arm that is G clamped onto the desk at the back, so obviously when I'm recording I can either, I've got it in view like I have now, or I can hide it altogether, which is what I tend to do when I stream for videos for gaming. It doesn't really matter, it's there, and it can be used. Then I don't have any lights yet, but you can think about things like lights that you can get, desktop lights that sit on your desktop, the ring lights. You can get big overhead ones if you want those, so you can have better lighting. I have a window here, and yes, my eye bags look terrible, but for now, that's what we'll work with. It's absolutely fine. Obviously, you need a camera, whether that's your webcam, which is what I use. It's just my inbuilt webcam. Whether you use your phone as a standalone camera as well, and then put that in. Or whether you buy a webcam, you can use either of those, any of those things to produce your videos. Then if you've got software like OBS, you'll be able to add all of these fancy bits like that way, like the logos. You can also put strap lines across. So if you see people with all of this sort of thing in their videos on YouTube. Now, they may have put them in post-production, because you can, obviously through iMovie, you can put text and stuff in, but through OBS, you can also add that. So I would heartily recommend, if you're doing videos and you want to do things a bit different, get OBS, get yourself set up, and have a play around. I had a good week, I think, where I was fiddling around, particularly with OBS through Twitch for streaming. And now we're doing videos like this through it. So if you want to get started and you're not sure about videos, but you want to use them to reach your target market, you know that they're going to watch them. If you've got a phone, you can use your phone. You don't need to start anywhere else. I was just looking around. I've also got a tripod. So quite often I will actually put my phone in front of the window and do them straight to phone. That might change now that I've got a mic and OBS set up. But if you want to start doing videos, you can use a phone. There's nothing else you need. As long as you've got a camera on your phone, then you'll be fine. You can also use the plug-in earbuds and mic to talk through if you don't want to buy a microphone. It's entirely up to you. You can keep it as simple or as complicated as you like. I suspect I will be adding a light very soon to our setup here, and then we will be adding more backdrops and things like that, because at the moment, obviously, I've got pictures and things on this side underneath the logo. What you can't see is some of the gaming logos, so obviously, you know, that logo is partly there for a strategic reason as much as anything else. Anyway, I hope that's helpful. If you're afraid of starting video, let us know. We are going to be looking to do content marketing courses, workshops, starting very soon, and part of that will be getting people comfortable with doing video, largely through your phone, because everybody's got one these days and it's very, very easy to train people on how to use a phone to get a good video. All right, guys, have a super. You've been listening to the Social Networker podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you.